fire wipes out California town.
There's not going to be a home left. When I left, it was all on fire.
New evacuations in Southern California.
It was like coming down the mountain and the smoke was just like right over it.
Grief after mass shooting.
It's surreal, and I never thought this would happen to our small town.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and Paradise is now a charred hellscape. The town in Northern California has been destroyed by a raging wildfire. The 27,000 people who live there cleared out before the flames swept through. CBS's David Begno is covering.
Heavenly Father, please help us.
Surrounded by walls of flames, whipped by winds of 50 miles per hour. People drove through hell trying to escape. Their homes and those of their neighbors burned to the ground.
Everything is burning up around us.
The campfire exploded in intensity, filling the sky with toxic smoke.
My God.
That could be seen from San Francisco, which is nearly 150 miles away.
So we grabbed our animals and some food and some clothes, and we're getting the heck out of here.
There was very little time for the 27,000 people who live in Paradise to evacuate.
Everything was ignited. By the time I got out of my house, it was like everything was on fire.
We're talking devastated.
That's CAL FIRE Captain Scott McLean.
The town center is completely on the ground.
I woke up all my neighbors, got them out of bed. Next thing you know, their house is on fire. I saved their lives.
Well, some injuries have been reported there in the scramble to escape the fire. A fire also threatens communities in Ventura and Los Angeles counties in Southern California. 75,000 homes are being evacuated in that area. CBS's John Blackstone.
The intensifying Woolsey Fire has quadrupled in size in just hours. Firefighters are doing their best to battle the raging flames as they jump from one house to the next.
With these high winds, it's really hard with the ember cast that's happened. It's really hard for us to save some of these homes.
30,000 people have been evacuated so far. The number of evacuees is expected to rise as embers push ahead of the fire. One evacuation center was even forced to close down as the flames spread.
Well, staying in Southern California, correspondent Carter Evans has more on the aftermath of the nightclub massacre that left 12 people dead.
Amazing Grace.
At a vigil Thursday night, hundreds joined in song inside the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza while an overflow crowd gathered outside to remember those who were lost.
It's hard.
Mariah Piasecki says two of her best friends were killed.
It feels like a dream, but I wish that I could just wake up from it and hear from both of them again.
Gunfire can be heard in dramatic new cell phone video recorded during the attack. Police say the gunmen appeared to fire at random.
They ran out of back doors. They broke windows.
According to authorities, the shooter was 28-year-old Ian Long, a former Marine combat veteran who'd been stationed in Afghanistan. In a Facebook update attributed to Long by CNN, which says it was posted around the time of the shootings, he writes, "I hope people call me insane. Yeah, I'm insane. But the only thing you people do after these shootings is hopes and prayers and wonder why these keep happening." There were rumors Long suffered from PTSD. Long's high school track coach says he physically assaulted her his senior year, but she never filed charges.
There are hundreds of thousands of people with PTSD. They don't go around shooting people. This kid was mentally disturbed in high school.
I just was in disbelief.
Todd Stratton, who was at the bar with two friends who died, says he's known Long for years.
My friend killed my other friends, and I was just there to see it all happen, and I didn't think that he was the type of person that would do this, and I don't understand it.
Michelle Obama reveals she had a miscarriage 20 years ago and used in vitro fertilization to conceive her daughters. She tells ABC's Good Morning America.
I felt lost and alone, and I felt like I failed because I didn't know how common miscarriages were because we don't talk about it.
Her memoir, Becoming, will be released next week. Plenty of questions in Washington with the appointment of Matthew Whitaker as the acting attorney general. He's now in charge of the Russia investigation and has been a critic of it. CBS's Major Garrett.
For as long as he's in that post, any charges Mueller wants to bring in the future must be cleared by Whitaker. And at such time that Mueller finishes his full report, he has to run it by Whitaker, and Whitaker would decide if there are any implications in that report of presidential wrongdoing of a criminal kind, whether to send that to Congress. Now, Democrats for many reasons, want Whitaker to recuse himself.
Among those who think the Whitaker appointment is unconstitutional is White House aide Kellyanne Conway's husband, George, a lawyer who co-wrote a New York Times op-ed. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's nephew says the 85-year-old Supreme Court justice is up and working and making jokes as she recovers in a D.C. hospital from three cracked ribs she fell at her office on Thursday night. Federal judge in Montana has blocked construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, saying the Trump administration hasn't explained why it lifted a ban on the project. That ban, for environmental reasons, was overturned by Mr. Trump just days after taking office last year. An appeal from the administration is likely. The FDA is due to take new steps next week to set age restrictions for e-cigarette sales. It includes a ban on the sale of fruit and candy-flavored products in some places. CBS's Anna Werner.
Experts say that flavored products like mango and fruit particularly appeal to young people. Now, Commissioner Scott Gottlieb plans to ban sales of most flavored e-cigarettes in two places, convenience stores and gas stations.
Google has dropped mandatory arbitration for sexual misconduct cases in the workplace. That had been one of the demands of workers who walked off the job for a day last week. The company says it will provide details about cases in internal reports available to all employees. A TV personality in the Netherlands who calls himself a positivity guru has gone to court to legally change his age. He's 69 and he wants to be 49. He says he wants to avoid age discrimination, especially on dating websites. President Trump heads to France today.
President Trump will join other world leaders at a commemoration ceremony at the Arc de Triomphe Sunday at 11 a.m. local time, exactly 100 years after the armistice was signed. Then they all head to the Élysée Palace for a lunch hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron. After lunch, President Trump will take part in a commemoration ceremony at the Suresnes American Cemetery outside Paris before flying back to the U.S. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
For music lovers, a new version of the Beatles' White Album is out today, and
Goodbye, Rose Rose.
The original annotated lyrics to Elton John's reworking of Candle in the Wind for Princess Diana's funeral go up for auction today in New York. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.